coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. We're going to stay with the Senior Bowl quarterbacks here, and Zach Dyson from Miami of Ohio. Greg, wasn't the greatest week of practice for him, but I'll tell you what, the one thing I did notice is when he got a chance to sling it, good arm strength.
Yeah, and I think he's got a better arm than it might look because he ran a true spread offense at Miami of Ohio with a lot of short, quick throws. The ball came out quick. You didn't see a lot of deep throws, so what you have to do is you have to look at the sample of the deeper throws really carefully, and that's what I did. I really looked at those throws, and while there's no way you describe his arm as a gun, I think he's got a pretty good arm. I think he can make throws, and he's another easy thrower. And you look at this throw right here with Zach Dyser. This is a deep throw to the receiver at the top of the screen. It's incomplete. It's not a great throw, but the one thing that you look at is how easily he threw the ball down the field. And that's something that I always take a look at, and you'll learn to, because when you see guys who work very hard to throw the ball at the intermediate and deeper levels, that's always a little bit of a concern for me, because when you have to work so hard to make those throws, in the NFL, when you start having bodies around you, and I talked about that as a critical attribute, it becomes harder and harder with bodies around you if you really have to gear up to make throws at 18, 20, 25 yards.
All right, a guy that I think has got a really good arm, and I saw this being able to see the combine workouts, is Tyler Bray from Tennessee. Greg, another big kid. It's amazing how you see the size of these quarterbacks. Bray's got talent, Greg.
He does, but I've talked to some people who have told me that his arm weakens as the games progress.
Interesting.
That the more he throws the ball, the weaker his arm becomes. Because when you put the tape in on Tyler Bray and you watch him early in games, he has the best arm in this draft class.
Really?
The ball comes out with great velocity.
Wow.
But the other issue he has, and this is always a red flag for a quarterback, is he's incredibly scattershot. And he's also very undisciplined in the pocket. He's a perfect example of when the pocket collapses, the bodies get closer, he breaks down and he struggles. And it's really hard to play in the NFL when that's the, particularly if you're a pocket quarterback. And he's a pocket quarterback. Does he have some functional mobility? Sure. But if he's to be successful in the NFL, he's going to be successful because he commands the pocket and makes throws from the pocket. And his footwork, his discipline in the pocket, very sloppy.
Now, a guy that I find interesting because you've been quoted and people think you're crazy with Matt Barkley. They're saying, oh, my God, what is Cosell thinking? Explain what you've seen from Matt Barkley.
Well, again, it comes down to attributes. I'm a believer in arm strength. Now, do you need a Joe Flacco gun to play in this league? No. But you need a good arm. You need to be able to drive the football down the field at 18, 20, 22 yards. That's a physical attribute that you need to have in the NFL to play at a high level.
And I'll tell you why Greg's right here. Because as one coach told me, if you don't have a good enough arm, that shortens your playbook. You could only call certain plays, and that really hurts you. Then that hurts your draft value. Now, Barkley's a guy. His junior season was terrific. A lot of people thought he'd be a high first-round pick. Senior season, not as good. Got hurt, Greg. What do you see from that tape?
Well, that's why stats don't matter in college. You have to look at the attributes, traits, characteristics that translate to the NFL. So with Matt Barkley, to me, I have a lot of questions.
Next quarterback, another Senior Bowl guy, Tyler Wilson from Arkansas, a guy that I thought actually was good in practice.
Yeah.
But the thing that stood out to me, a guy doesn't have a very good arm.
Well, he's a tough kid in the pocket. He has the traits of a pocket quarterback. He's willing to stand there and look down the gun barrel.
Which is good.
Another trait, especially if you're a pocket quarterback, you've got to be able to do that. Because you know what? You're going to get pressure. Not all the time can you move. Sometimes you got to stand and deliver. And he shows that ability. And he's got a couple of issues, though, that are significant. Number one, he's got a slow delivery because he has a tendency to drop the ball on his delivery below his waist. And I'm sure he's working on that. That's what quarterback guru coaches are for leading up to the draft. But again, now it's a leap of faith. Will that change? He's been doing that his whole life. So he's got a slow delivery. And we're going to see a throw here from the Senior Bowl. And again, you mentioned the arm strength. I don't think he's got a weak arm, but if you look at this throw, this should have been a touchdown. Okay, it's play action. The receiver at the bottom of the screen wins. you put this ball, you lay this ball out, you throw it to the S in the end zone, this ball's underthrown by 10 yards.
See, that's the issue I had with him. I love the touch that he had during practice at the Senior Bowl. And actually, there were times where I go, you know, this guy's going to be a West Coast offensive quarterback.
Yeah.
Timing and a rhythm, anticipation quarterback. But rarely did I see him really drive it.
Right. And this is where, again, it always comes back to attributes. I hear a lot of people say, well, the previous year when he had better receivers, he was better. Well, that has nothing to do with what his physical traits are.
Right.
All that
change.
Means is
right.
he's going to have better numbers because there were better players around him.
Right.
It doesn't say anything about his talent. You've got to isolate the play and the attributes of the quarterback, something else you know I really firmly believe in.
Right.
You've got to isolate the play of the quarterback. The numbers are just a reflection of the offense and the players around him. So when people say, well, he threw, it's like with Barkley, well, he threw for X number of yards in his, you know, over 4 years. That's irrelevant.
Oh, I've always said this. If numbers meant something, Danny Werfel would be in the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, college numbers don't really mean anything.
They don't mean anything.
It's about attributes. Now,
the
final quarterback is kind of one of my favorite guys, Matt Scott from Arizona. So, Greg, I was at the East-West Shrine Game. And
you get around.
Yeah, you do. That's what I do this offseason.
Yeah, you get around.
I want to call it offseason. Yeah. But I was there with our friends at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and I'm sitting there, and I see this kid, 198 pounds. Now, he had a good arm. I'm like, this kid's got to put on weight. We talk about Mike Glennon's only 225. This kid was 197, Matt Scott, at East-West Week. But he weighed in the combine about 213.
Yeah.
When you watched him, Greg, what did you see?
And he's been working with my friend George Whitfield quite a bit. And I think Matt Scott's intriguing. He's been in a number of different offenses. Last year at Arizona, it was Rich Rodriguez, spread offense, pure spread. Prior to that, of course, he wasn't a starter, but he was exposed to other offenses. I think you see an intriguing athletic talent. He's a quick twitch kid, has good feet. He's a snap thrower, okay? And that's fine, and I saw him make some very, very good throws. But the one issue you face with snap throwers is they can't drive the ball really well. So that's a question you have as you look at him transitioning to the NFL. There's a lot I like about this kid. I think there's a toughness to him. But again, the one thing you notice when you watch him on film, because he was a bit of a runner, is when he got hit, he went flying because he wasn't a big body.
Small,
and as you said, he weighed 197 pounds during the season. The question is, what can he really get up to? He's never going to be a big 230-pound kid.
Correct.
And again, I love the snap throwing. He had the ability to throw from different platforms, different angles. Another trait that's really important to have. But again, the bottom line is you wonder about the ability to drive the ball in those situations that you have to drive the football.
No, I agree. And again, if he could keep that weight up, that'll certainly help him. Stay tuned here for more Inside the Film Room at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked.